From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, May 27th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. The weather report. Listen, everybody. Currently, it's about 59 degrees. The wind is breezy. It's coming from the west at 18 miles an hour. I am coming to you later today. I did record a show already about a different topic. It's pretty intense. I edited it, listened to it, and that's why I'm doing this show. I like to carefully consider what I put out there to the public. I'm not censoring myself. I'll probably re-record it for tomorrow's show, but here I am right now coming to you a little bit late. How are you doing? How is everything? You know what I want to talk about real quick is people do ask me, especially black women, they ask me what it's like living here in San Francisco as a biologically born genetic sexist womanist bohemian libertine black woman. So I'll tell you what it's like living here as a black woman in San Francisco's California.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
Thank you, new listeners, for being here, and regular listeners, I appreciate you. The thing that my advice for any woman, and I take my own advice, living in a district, a city that's not a chocolate city, different races, black people are a very small percentage of the population here. Black women, I think, are about 2 or 2.5% of the population of San Francisco. That's tiny, right? Well, it seems like there are more black people here in the city than there are. I'll tell you why. Put a pin in that. I take people on a person-to-person basis. I don't do anybody any favors on their gender, their race, or their income level. I take people on a person-to-person basis based on their personality, their vibe, how they treat me, others, and themselves. I don't do anybody any favors. No passes. I don't give anybody any passes. I vet everybody the same. And I hope people vet me the same way. For instance, if someone is black here in San Francisco, just because they are black, I'm not going to hang out with them. You can't afford to do that in San Francisco. Some black people listening in different parts of the world, different parts of the United States, please understand my perspective. Use empathy. Get into my shoes. This is San Francisco, California. This is a place where you have to really take people on a person-to-person basis. You can't be doing skin folks favors, and you can't do a thing where you think all white people are nice and trustworthy like some black people think who aren't used to diversity. They come out to San Francisco and see all these white people. Oh, my God, they're so nice. Or the Asian people. Oh, my God, everybody's nice. No, you have to take a person on their personality and how they treat each other. The vibe you get, your intuition. I vet people. I am not a gullible woman. Sometimes I don't necessarily play dumb, but I don't mind if people underestimate me or people think I'm dumb, stupid, think I'm oversharing. I carefully curate everything I put out to the public, regardless of the perception.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
San Francisco is a city where you have to really be skeptical about people. You have to mistrust and then verify. People lie. They're coming through. It's a transitory city. Life in San Francisco, it used to be a lot more fun. I hope the fun will be coming back. I don't know if that's going to be possible. When I say fun, I mean nonstop live music, live theater, everything without restrictions, or sitting this side of the place because you got a vaccine, this side for the unvaccinated people, this weird post-COVID reset San Francisco. In short, as a black woman living in San Francisco, oh, and as a widow, heterosexual widow of a white man, so I'm informed of the reality of race, gender, privilege, and culture. I find it easy to decide who to pass on. I find it easy to decide who to accept. It's easy because I treat everybody the same. Everybody has to pass a certain test. And it's not an S test. It's just basic. Are we compatible? Do I feel comfortable with you? Do I feel you are trustworthy? Do I feel you are ethical? That's for everybody across the board. And I'll take the pen out of it. There are, when you come to San Francisco, you come into town up 9th Street or 6th Street, and you're driving around downtown, you would think San Francisco is a chocolate city. You see all these black people on the street? No, honey, these are the junkies. Junkie is a narcotics addict. They are, it blows my mind how many black people are junkies out on the street in San Francisco, considering, like I was telling you about, the very small percentage of black people. So no, I can't do black folks passes here. If that's the case, I'd have about 100 bum broke boyfriends. I would just be scooping up bum black dudes off the street. Okay, let me build a brother up. Do you see what I'm talking about, black ladies? So you can't do that skin folks pass. I give nobody on the street any money. Does this show make sense? Probably not. It's a filler show for tomorrow, Friday. That's where I'm really going to give you some meat and potatoes. So thanks for listening. Hey, I really appreciate that. I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. This is sexist womanist bohemian excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.